please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, there are times when we worry too much, and we ought to have a little more confidence in the things that we know when we know. And last night was one of those instances. I have to tell you, I was truly worried and concerned about the health of Hillary Clinton. I was concerned that she might not be able to stand up under those bright lights for an hour and a half, and didn't want her to have another one of those coughing spells, or there were all kind of things jumping through my mind that might happen to suggest that she could not handle the job of the presidency. And the funny thing is, it turned out that Donald Trump was the one with the sniffles and needed to constantly be drinking water and constantly saying things that were off the chart. So sometimes, you know, instead of worrying, we ought to go into the important things that we have to deal with confidence. Hillary Clinton did what she needed to do. She practiced and got prepared, and she had confidence, and she came out and did an outstanding job of showing everyone who was truly prepared to be in the White House. And so today I'd like to talk to you and have you share with me what your thoughts are related to what was the best part of the debate for you and what really stood out. I have to tell you, Donald Trump is, every time, the more and more I listen to him, seems like a person who always has excuses. I mean, he came out today that there was something wrong with his mic, and I think his mic worked perfectly. His mic worked so good that I could hear him sniffling every time he turned around. He was sniffling, so his mic was working perfectly. Then he came out and he thought the host commentator was giving him all the hard questions and wasn't asking her any hard questions. I mean, he was just coming out with everything today, you know, and it just seems like he cannot see himself losing or seeing himself behind or not doing well in the debate led to a bunch of excuses, like someone who's afraid that they're about to lose a fight. And it's just amazing that he finds himself in this situation where he has to try to prepare his the people who are following him for his demise. And I think that is exactly what's going to happen. I feel like Hillary Clinton toasted him today. It's like, you know, welcome to the big leagues, brother, because it's going to be on. And she and on many times just ripped into him and created things that he wasn't able to handle. Also, he complained about the commercials, that her commercials were nasty, and he wasn't being treated fairly on his commercials. And I said, you know, this guy is unreal. I mean, the kind of things he said about his opponent and the outlandish statements he made about the people who were running against him, and now he has the nerve to complain that somebody's mistreating him. It's unimaginable that he would make these kind of statements. You know, you're a big boy. You're a multi-billionaire, and you're used to taking people apart. But the moment somebody strikes back, you all of a sudden got these complaints. And I can't imagine that your mic wasn't working well, and you wouldn't say something during during the debate. But there was nothing wrong with your mic. I heard it loud and clear. I heard every word you allowed to come out your mouth. So I'm not sure where all this was coming from. But, you know, it is just the way things are. You know, you somebody who's ill-prepared always has an excuse or reason why they're not making the grade. And right now he has to go back and regroup and try to figure out how he can combat this person who knows how to get herself ready and prepared. And I don't think it's going to get any better for him. And that's one of the things we have to appreciate about Hillary, is that she knows how to get herself prepared, and she's not going to allow him to blindside her. So I have a little more confidence in what it is that's going to happen. And I know there were a number of people who were on the line this week, a couple of days ago, who suggested that they believed Donald Trump was going to win the debate. And there is nowhere or no one of credibility that I've listened to today that has suggested that he won. He was able to stand under the bright lights for an hour and a half, but in terms of winning, he did not do anything close to that. I did see a poll that suggested that 62% of the people felt as though she won, and only 27% of the people felt that he won. So I'll take that every day and twice on Sunday. We're just going to talk today about, with those of you who want to talk about what you felt like the debate said to you, and what it is that you think that we can look forward to here on out. I am very pleased with the outcome. I look forward to the vice presidents having their debate soon. I think that's on the October 4th. And right now I'm looking forward to having a easy victory. Now I know that people say, so don't get too confident, but I have no reason not to have faith at this point. How you doing, Regina?
Doing good. Doing good.
Well, Regina, what do you think of your girl Hillary after last night?
Well, I guess I got to eat a little crow. I thought the Donald would come a little better than what he did. I thought he'd have more quip, and I thought he'd have more quips. And actually, what he did, the things he did say, only are only going to give him pure hell. They're going to come back to haunt him. Unfortunately, he has two things that are against him right now. And that's that when he tried to be a smart aleck and said, you know, not paying those federal taxes made him smart. Well, that was a dumb remark. And the fact that it was brought out about how he treated or mistreated Miss Universe. He's going to lose Latino votes, votes of women, and as crazy as this sounds, he's going to lose the votes of large women, women who may be plus size, men who may be plus size, because that shows his disdain for people of that crew. So he's done a big he yeah. Now remember,
you know,
now,
he
those,
did his cover.
Those
you,
women
you're right. He did himself a disservice.
Yeah,
he did himself a disservice because not only did she leave stuff off the table that she didn't use, like Trump University, she didn't touch. She didn't talk at all. I think about much about his foundation. So there was a lot of things she left off the table, and the things she put on the table that we didn't know about, like Miss Universe and him making some of those smart comments, like you said, were detrimental to his situation. We got a few other people on the line. I want to go to them and just get their thoughts, and we're going to continue the conversation. Because there's a lot of things that he did wrong, and that he gave us added fuel to use against him. Seven two six five. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Joyce Garrison. I'm calling from Glendale, Arizona.
Hi, Joyce. I don't know why I'm unable to remember your number. My goodness. What are your thoughts on last night, Joyce?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. One thing you can tell, he did have Toastmaster because that's the reason why he kept drinking water. Anytime you go to a Toastmaster class and they say that it makes you try to gather your thoughts. He was all out of place. He tried to start out presidential, but she got underneath his skin. And once she got underneath his skin, then he let loose. You saw the real Donald Trump come through. What I kind of hated is that she let him off the hook, because once you got him, she should have just reeled him all the way in and really let him show up, you know. But I think she did an excellent job. It just showed his stupidity, and this country would be really, really sad. He has no respect for females at all. And the Miss Piggy, the whole bit, he didn't even comment on that apology or anything. The only thing he said is that she had gained weight. You know, what is that telling you? You know, and then Rosie deserved that. No one deserved to be ridiculed about that size or anything. And then he said, Hillary, Lester said, he said that her looks, and he said, I said her looks, but I also said that she was, I forgot what he said. But what she should have been saying.
He talked about her stamina.
Yes, stamina. But what she should have said to him, and I like her comeback how she got him. She ate him up on that. But what she should have also said that, I might not have the good looks, but I do have the brain. And that would have been it. Clean him up and spit him out. Secondly, he is so disrespectful to the president of the United States. Here he is. He said, if you notice, your president. He didn't say our president, your president. That's what he told Hillary, your president. So he's still disrespecting him. To me, that should make Obama go out there and really deliver that much more just to show him you're not even deserving to even look at a White House, let alone to be in the White House. But I really did enjoy it. But he's going to come really nastier next time around, because he said that on television this morning, that the only reason why he didn't hit her with the infidelity is because he looked at Chelsea. But you got to look at that. It goes both ways, too. But I hope Hillary don't get in the gutter with him, but she needs to remind him that he doesn't even have a clean record when it comes to being righteousness either. So he had a child out of wedlock, plus his first wife. So, hey, it is what it is. So We'll see. I'm looking forward to the next debate. And I hope the vice president do as well.
I don't know why people haven't gotten on him before. The first time we've ever heard about anything about him being a Christian has been since he's been running for office. Prior to that, I mean, he never showed no inclination regarding any morals or values of Christianity. And how can you be a Christian and show morals when you're going around getting sued all the time because you refuse to pay people? And he literally talked about how it was smart of him not to pay taxes and not to pay, you know, it wasn't his fault that they gave him loopholes that would allow him to get out of paying people. And, I mean, that's just crazy. You know, good business is paying people what they're worth. They giving you value and you giving them the value they requested. Going around cheating people out of the money they earn is ridiculous. And, again, the thoughts that he had regarding Miss Universe, he came right. They talked about how instead of shedding his mouth and keeping it closed this morning, he comes right back and go revisit that same thing again about how awful it was working with this lady because she gained some weight, as though that was her value was only in her size. So certainly he gave us even more artillery for the next time. Regina, what were some of your favorite things that you heard Hillary say or that you think she's going to be able to take advantage of on the next debate?
I think that Hillary is really going to be able to take advantage of the fact that she is very knowledgeable with foreign issues. And as I said and I wrote today, people need to pay attention because a war is of no respecter of race, and it's no respecter of your political affiliation, whether you are Democrat, Green Party, or Republican. Donald Trump gets over there and starts a war. Everybody's child in the poor and middle class will be going over to fight that war, and many will not come back. We folk who are going after Hillary just because they want the Donald need to focus on his lack of foreign policy knowledge. And Hillary is going to hit him with that. She's going to get him with that. And she would just smile every time he made these stupid remarks and the fact checkers came out. Fact, F-A-C-T, not fact. Fact checkers came out. She was one step ahead, two steps ahead. He cannot. He will take this country into a war and have people dead. So that was really, and when she hit him with that Miss America thing, nobody really knew about, and then Miss America came out today. She has an ad out today giving the details of it and telling how he even invited the media to come and watch her exercise.
Mm.
That's what he did.
He's incredible. I mean, it's unbelievable the way that he treats people and the way he called her, you know, suggested that all she'd be prepared to do is make beds and that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. What did he call her? What did he say about that?
I can't remember the term he used, but he suggested that he would be one of the maids in her in his hotel. Housekeeping lady.
Yeah, just for housekeeping.
Miss Housekeeping. Yeah. And who? How can you argue that this man has any respect for women when he would say that to a Miss Universe. So
plus
it is
the
just
fact that he
had,
the fact that he what he said to Hillary, how he was going to say this about her, and he was going to, and he was going to say this, and he was, and she just looked at him like, yeah, you come on, because I know she had more up her sleeve. I know she.
Oh yeah, she had an answer for that one.
Oh, she was gonna have an
but
answer
the thought
for
that.
That
he would even the thought that he would even suggest such a thing, you know, it is even worse to suggest it and not say it, because you're almost saying it even when you suggest it. And so
that's right.
The thought that he was going to go low, she had already said, use Michelle's line, when they go low, we go high. And so he's setting himself up. If he goes low, that she will just ignore him and maintain her classiness.
And that was bullying. That's bullying when he said what he was going to do. That's trying to be a bully. He's nothing but a big old bully. That's all he is. He's just a big crybaby whiner. If things don't go his way, he don't want to play. And that's what he's all about.
And
yeah,
last night, I believe he truly showed he was a bully.
It's called, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Y'all didn't, you know, why would anybody purposely mess up his mic? You know, that don't even make no sense. Why would people put themselves in jeopardy by doing something like that? And his mic was working fine. Yeah, the day he came out, he said there was problems with his mic, and he thinks that somebody did it purposely.
Oh, wow.
And he wouldn't admit that he was sniffling. And, you know, some people were saying he must have been sniffing cocaine.
Oh, he wouldn't admit he was sniffling.
Yeah, he
sure
sniffled nearly the whole time. And he was drinking all kind of water. And he was just, like Joyce said, he was doing everything to try to figure out how to get from under that pressure.
That's right. Yeah. That's an old Toastmaster trick. When you go up and make a speech and, you know, you get nervous a little bit, they always say drink water, you know, and it calms you down and focus. That's a Toastmaster trick.
Now, they did say that split screen was very unflattering to him. It was flattering to Hillary because she was used to being first lady and having that compassionate look. He had a sneer on his face from the very, very, very beginning. He just looked at her like, I mean, I could just almost read him saying the B word. And as I said last night, I was just waiting for the slip of the tongue and for him to call Lester Holt the N word. I knew he was going to say it. I know it was in his mind.
Well, yeah, the way he disrespected, I was talking. Did you ask me a question, didn't you? Let me answer it. It was ridiculous. It's just unreal.
Well, you know, Lester, he got on Lester too. Lester was asking him a lot tougher questions than he was asking Hillary, and he thought it was just unfair. And he suggested that Lester was a Democrat, but the truth is Lester is a Republican.
Yeah. Well, he got mad at Lester because Lester didn't want to accent any more on the email. Hey, the email thing is dead. Beat it to the ground. Let's move on. I don't care about that email. And like everybody talking about Clinton, let me tell you something. When Clinton was there, the economy was strong. That's why I didn't care what he did with his ding-dong. He had the economy strong, and that's key. Hello.
It ain't none of my business.
Don't you get it? I'm serious. I'm telling you.
Well,
I know you guys heard that.
Right.
I know you guys heard that old saying. You didn't care what he did with his ding dong as long as he keeps the economy strong.
I never heard it, but I'm going to use it.
Well, let me tell you, I used to say the same thing. I did not elect Bill Clinton to be my spiritual leader, and I don't know why. You know, people were all in his business like that. I elected him to run the country, and
That's right.
What he did on the side was his business. As long as he kept the country headed in the right direction.
That's right. And you pulled out a good paycheck too, because you earned good money and the economy was strong. And that's what she don't know.
That's right.
She said that Bill can help bring this country back. You know, he talking about, you know, we in bad shape. We in bad shape because people like you don't pay no taxes. Hello?
Exactly. And she made that statement too about him not paying no taxes, not to the veterans, not to the police. Not, you know,
that's
she
right.
ran off a list of things that he gave, he contributed no money to, and then he had the nerve to talk about that. That's because I'm smart. Now, who in the world? And then, you know, the vice president tore him up because he was speaking today too somewhere, and he ripped into him talking about what kind of American is he to think it's okay not to pay taxes. He's talking about what kind of person like him want to be president and cheering about not paying any taxes.
Yeah, but want us to pay, though. He want to make sure that we pay taxes because we own the backbone, that the poor and the middle class is the backbone of carrying this country. And how come we can't get a break? It's crazy.
Exactly right. Everybody looking out for the rich.
Even after the debate, I don't know if you all saw it, but Hillary went and shook Lester Holt's hand,
mm-hmm.
and he did not, but Lester Holt had his hand extended to shake his hand, and he walked right past Lester Holt, and Lester Holt pulled his hand back and pretended like he was scratching his back.
Well, he did come back. I did see what you saw, Regina, after he went
and he
to over
come
toward
back.
His
yes,
family,
he
came back.
Yes,
Somebody probably told him he needed to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He didn't do
it
on
his own. Told him, that don't look good. That's the image. You need to get your butt over there and shake his hand.
Right. Oh, he was mad. Now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he pissed.
He was mad.
She showed him up. She definitely showed him up. And I was so glad and so proud of her. At first, I got scared because he was drinking so much water and she wasn't drinking it. And I'm saying to myself, hell, I hope you don't fall out. Drink some water, you know. But he was
right.
drinking
you
the
know,
water
was,
like
I,
Regina said. He might have been a little high or something, you know, because he was drinking a whole bunch of water now.
Oh, he was. And sniffling and carrying on. And I was thinking, you talking about she's sick. You sound sick.
That's what it was. He didn't want people to know that he didn't have the stamina. Now he's getting sick. That's what it was. He didn't want to show that.
Yeah. Oh, she got him.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You make all the trips that I've made and do all the treaties and then go in front of the congressman for 11 hours, then we can talk about stamina. Ooh, ate him up. She ate him up. She had finesse.
And the thought was,
a lot of people said,
she gave him opportunities to have some comeback, but he was sitting over there, he wasn't studying, he didn't prepare. So when the opportunities came, he wasn't prepared to have a comeback because he didn't do the kind of work he needed to do. And I remember what she said. She said, yeah, I took off to practice and to study. And learn to be a president. Act like a president.
That's right.
He already
prepared
to be the president.
Well, his downfall was that he ran through those other 17. He just downgraded them, out-talked them in the whole bit, and he was on a stage. So when they started cutting up, all he had to do was to lay back. But when he one-on-one, she handled him one-on-one. He wasn't used to that arena. So that's how come when he tried to out-talk him with no respect the way that he did Lester, you know, out-talk, and he tried to do that with her, you know. Couldn't nobody get
right.
a word in there for a while. That's when you know you got him on the run. That's when you underneath his skin when he started getting indignant. At first, he looked so presidential. He cool, calm. And then she tweaked him. She tweaked him, tweaked him, tweaked him. Then she told him how well, you know, he loved beauty contests. He loved pageantry. He didn't like
yeah.
that. That was the old set. That started tweaking him right there. If you would have seen his sister, that's how she started hitting him. Then she hit him about, wait a minute, he don't make as much money. He might be not as rich as we think he is. Oh, that was the kicker.
You know, those taxes.
You know. And
yep.
she started putting him in one by one. Or maybe this, or maybe that, you know. And he didn't like, and that's when he went off. So she knew how to press his button. And he didn't know how to make a comeback on it, you know. And I know that his daughter was looking, saying, oh, Daddy, please don't go there. Daddy, please don't. And then he went wild.
Well, let me take a break. And then we'll come back. And let me take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just think along. So people get ready for the train to Georgia, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready.
This is your host, James T. Deshay of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We want you to make sure that you go by my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. Let me know what you think. Kick the tires and look around. And let me have your comment. You know, as I come back and we continue to talk about the debate, I was really concerned and wanted so much for her to make sure that she got on him about those taxes. You know, I just cannot believe that this man believes he can get away with not showing his taxes. And I'm so glad that she called him out on it and told him, you know, what are you trying to hide? You know, you must not be as rich as you say you are, or you must not be giving as much money to charities as you say you are, or maybe you're trying to hide something so the American people won't know. And he keeps trying to tell people, well, hey, if you do this, then I'll do that. No. All the people who run for president have shown their taxes no matter what. So why does he think he should be able to get away with not showing his? And we've already heard about how he is taking advantage of that foundation, and I look forward to her when she comes back the next time telling people about that foundation, because I cannot believe that you haven't given any money to your own foundation since 2008, and you literally have spent money out of your foundation for your personal reasons and to pay off some of the lawsuits filed against you. So this man is just terrible when it comes to the realization that we need and want to see his taxes. And so I'm just glad she called him on it and really put it out there that he's hiding something. And I believe he is. Everybody else, including the vice president, have shared their taxes, and Donald thinks he's going to be able to get away with it. So I hope America holds his feet to the fire and demands the right to see those tax returns. Regina, what are your thoughts? Do you want to see him? I know I want to see him. Regina, do you wish to see his tax return?
I really could care less about seeing the tax returns personally, but I don't believe he should be allowed in the White House if he does not show those tax returns, because he has not met the mandate of being president. I think there are some things they're supposed to divulge, and I don't think he's met those mandates. I could be wrong, but definitely no. He's not about how Obama was not an American. Americans pay taxes. You don't pay taxes, you don't deserve to be in the White House.
Oh, for sure. I like that. I like that. I like that. I hope she uses. We need to send that one to her. Joyce, what are your thoughts? Do you want to see his tax return?
Yes, I would like to see how much he's getting away with. I think he's shooting himself in the foot, because I tell you what, if he does not win the presidency, this is going to be it's going to be the end of Trump. He's going to fight for this one. Think about it, because he's going to be exposed. You know, I really don't think that Trump really wanted to be president. He just liked to win. And his goal was to win with all those nominees that was on the stage. He wanted to outdo them and show you that he can win. But now he wanted to back out. And you can tell he wanted to back out with all the dumb stuff that he had said and done and the whole bit. But he didn't count on people who think like him, who really thought that he really wanted to go for president, to back him up. He's so deep into this now, he don't know how to get out of it. And believe me, he's going to come down. And that's what's going to expose to him. He's trying to hang on to not showing those, because once they do see him, they're going to eat him up. So, yes, I'm anxious.
And you know what's amazing to me is how nasty he is. You all are made about it. Remember he made this statement, well, I'm going to be on Pennsylvania Avenue, win or lose. You know, did you remember? You know, because his hotel is
yeah.
Pennsylvania Avenue. So win or lose, I'm going to be on Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, what kind of, you know, that's, he's so arrogant.
Because he has some property on Pennsylvania Avenue. So win or lose, I'm going to be on Pennsylvania Avenue.
He just opened up a new hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, he said one way or the other, I will be on Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one way or the other. You know, so, yeah, let him be. It's going to be the other one, because it's not going to be the one way to the White House. That's for sure.
Exactly.
My question is, I'm wondering, and I may be really out of the loop, I can't think of any individuals. Stars. Well, I guess I do know some stars who are supporting him. But he's really pulling for the Republicans to support him just because they're of the Republican Party, and they'll go down with the Republican Party. So,
Well, John Vogt is on Angelina Jolie's father is a true Trump one, and also Clint Eastwood. That's why I would not go see that movie. I would never support him on anything that he does anymore, Clint Eastwood, because he showed me he had no respect for President Obama by putting that chair there. So I'm done with that.
Yeah, I do remember that. But a lot of this, as far as I'm concerned, they are more committed to their party than they are to America and the Constitution. So they're telling me they would rather America go down the tubes and elect Donald Trump than to stand up and say, hey, look, we did the wrong thing. We selected the wrong person. And Democrats, we'll let you have it this time, and we'll just get you back in 4 years.
Well,
and that should be their point.
Was it Ted Cruz that he insulted his wife? Not
yes.
Ted Cruz.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was Ted Cruz.
Yes.
And he's
and
the one who just endorsed it.
Yeah. And said that his dad had something to do with the murder of Kennedy.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
sure
the man said all kinds of things. He talked about the man's wife, talked about his father, talked about him, called him lying Ted, and he's still supporting him. See, that's what I'm saying. They're more concerned about their party than they are about the country.
Well, couldn't it be a financial thing with him, too? You know, with Cruz, that the only reason why he's going that route is because of a lot of them sticking that way is because of finance, because he don't want to show the other parties that he's going against them, you know, to keep that money rolling.
Right. I think the GOP has said that anybody who does not back Donald Trump won't get the support of the party's money or their apparatus, and he's in a fight in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. And that's the only reason why he gets to do it. Yeah, that's
so
it. That's
so they're just bullying all the way around.
Well,
they're
you know,
bullied.
The way that I, right. But the way that I look at it, they will come out front and say it, but I tell you what, it's going to be so many people behind those curtains checking that box, Clinton. They'll tell you that they're not going to do it, but believe me, they saw how crazy last night. They saw cray-cray last night, and they don't want nothing to do with cray-cray, and they definitely don't want his hand on the red knob at all.
I believe
and his
that.
son has been making some mistakes in terms of the Jewish vote, you know, when he made that statement about the Skittles and about the gas chamber, you know, they got all over him about that, saying those you don't tell those kind of jokes with anything to do with Jewish people. So you need to watch your step. And he stepped in something then, and he continues. The people from the Skittles people got on him because they didn't like the idea of him bringing their candy into politics, and told him that children shouldn't be looked at compared to candy. So, you know, he really stepped in it as well.
Hmm.
So all
America.
Around, they're really destroying. All around, they're really destroying a lot of possible people who may go their way. But right now, all they have is the old man below high school level white folks. Old white Americans uneducated is what they got right now.
Rednecks, yeah.
You got that right. And
yep.
What is it, undeplorable, or what was the term Hillary used? She was right when she said it. Now, the percentage might have been a little too high, but she was right on with them deplorables because he is supported by the white supremacists, KKK, and a lot of those other hate mongers. So I don't know why he's trying to run away from them now. You know, it's like he didn't know who David Duke is. Everybody knew who David Duke was. I don't know. I don't even like the idea of him playing with us like that. You know who David Duke was. You know, I don't, I'd have to research it. I don't know nothing about no white supremacists. You're a lie. You know exactly who they were.
Well, I saw him the other day, and King, what's his name? Don King. Don King is now supporting him. And he was sitting on stage waving a flag, and the flag was white. Don King looked just as pale, ashy, and white as the flag that he was waving. He looked like a mummy. He looked like he was in a casket or something. His eyes were, I mean, he looked absolutely horrible. But he was waving that flag, and he was up there supporting Donald Trump. He looked
horrible. Well, you
know,
Don King has always had some issues. He spent his life cheating people out of their winnings, and that's why Muhammad Ali got away from him toward the end, was because he was a thief.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's had a lot of people like him in his corner. They tell me one of the people who is helping to run his campaign is on the fringes, those white supremacists. So, you know, he doesn't have any love for minorities at all. And when you say make statements like, what do you got to lose, you know what I'm saying, I mean, there's nothing positive about that statement at all.
Well, not only that, he tried to play a sight game. He tried to play a sight game to try to have us to think that no, our president's done nothing for you. What they do, they use you up. They say what they're going to do, and then as soon as they get elected, then they leave you alone that whole bit, no different than what he'll do. See, that's a sight game, and I hope a lot of blacks did not even buy it.
Well, I am proud of the fact that he has less than 10% of the vote. I hope it goes down to 0% of black vote, and I hope the Hispanics follow suit as well, because he does not deserve the vote of women or of any minorities. He didn't say one thing about that wall. Did you notice that? I just remembered.
Yeah.
I ain't hear nothing about the wall.
Well, folks, today is National Voter Registration Day. And we are about 11 days away from the deadline to register to vote on November the 8th. So it would behoove us to go out and beat the bushes and get as many unregistered voters as we can. Just like we did with Obama, when President Obama he ran, we're going to have to do the same thing, because Trump can get into the office if we sit home. He can win if we don't go out and vote. But if we go out and vote,
I truly believe
he will not win.
I truly believe we're going to be committed, and I think these debates are going to seal the deal.
I believe so too. I mean, I can see some of my brethren from the hood saying, "Oh no, that Trump ain't going to get in there." Oh no, no, probably hadn't listened to that now debate. But they know they don't want Trump in that office, and they will go and vote.
I mean, with the kind of crazy thing he's been saying, I could not imagine anyone, again, in terms of minorities, I don't see anybody who, with any common sense, would allow themselves to go vote. You know, we got a few crazy people who do that for him, and I just know that they're doing it because he's filling their pockets up, and that's the only reason I can believe that they're out there with him like that.
Yeah, I believe so too.
And I'm just looking forward to his her vice president doing the same thing that she did and following her lead and getting prepared so that he can trounce Donald Trump's vice president.
Well, I just don't believe that he wants it, but he doesn't want to lose.
I think the next debate is on the 10th, if I'm not mistaken.
Early voting starts?
Yes, early voting has, well, no, not yet. We haven't gotten the information. It hasn't been in the mail yet. But they have until the day of, once they get early voting and vote by mail, they have until the day of the election to do that. So for all the people who don't wish to stand in the line and the whole bit, they still need to vote. Make sure. And some of these neighborhoods, you don't want to go to the poll anyway, because I'm afraid that if they see me standing in the line, they know who I'm voting for. They might want to do something to my envelope.
Well, you know, I have not done absentee voting, but I'm gonna try to put my put in for absentee voting. I don't know if it'll work this time, but I'm definitely gonna go to early voting because I don't like being under that pressure. We got to take another break, and we'll be right back to finish out the show.
I won't come company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine. Kind of pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow. Away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound? Baby,
This is your host, James T. Deshay, of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Again, I want to share with you that I want you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. Look around, kick the tire, and let me know what you're thinking. We're here every day, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 8 p.m. Call in to 657-383-0309. Okay, Joyce, tell us give us 2 minutes of your final summary of what it is you think the next debate between Hillary and Donald Trump will be like.
Oh, it's going to be a war, believe me, because if he see that she has 62% up on him, and he's going to be nasty. So she's got to be prepare. She got to see the real Donald Trump. He halfway showed up last night, but she finished him in full steam ahead. He is crucial. He has no mercy on what he say, how he said. So she got to be ready for that, and she got to be a comeback for that. And she needs to say, okay. And you know what I would have done when he said that? I can say it, but I won't say it. What do you want to say? That my husband had an affair? Let's get it out. You know what I mean? So she got to be able to do a comeback with him and shut that down, because he's coming at her with that next time. I guarantee it.
All right. Regina, what are your thoughts? What do you, you know, you came out and you said that you thought Donald Trump was going to win the first one. You ate a little crow. What are your thoughts for the next showdown?
I totally agree with Joyce. Totally. She needs to get it out in the air about the affair, so that he won't have that to hold on to anymore. She needs to just continue to prepare. He's going to go. Anything that she believes he can hit her with, she has to have that counter punch, and it's only so much that he can hit her with. So, the Benghazi? She needs to be prepared. She needs to be prepared for that, and then let him roll. Let him roll like he thinks he's going to roll, and he's going to roll right in the hole next time, too.
Yeah, I think you're so right. I think that it's pretty much going to be a wrap. If she's able to win that second debate and just keep digging his hole deeper and deeper and deeper and allow him to get, you know, this, I'm looking forward to seeing this commercial, because I think it's going to really solidify the woman's vote for him, both for the Latino vote and the women's vote. So I think she's done an outstanding job finding some new material to share with us that is going to really put it into it. Guys, I want to thank you for your continued support. It has been a wonderful day. You know, when we got something good to talk about, the time seems to go by so fast. So I just want to thank you for your continued support, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Wednesday at 6 p.m., Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, where your voice is heard loud and clear.